pay close heed to my every word.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left crying.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 364. I'm Matt Derson.
Clay Inferno.
And George Wendt. How's everything going?
It's going okay. Back.
All right. Very well. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in the news in the world. We're not going to cover all that. But I do want to cover that because there's weird news going on just in our world. This world. The podcast world.
You tell me, because I feel like I'm in the dark. Maybe I haven't been preoccupied with other things this weekend. And
right. Well, this is my big one. I want to get right into it. No jibber jabber. I've been posting.
We're going to keep this one short, anyways, right?
Yeah, that's like we say every week. I've been posting about this on Facebook frequently lately, but this thing with Captain Marvel and the reviews. Following this? Do you know anything about this story?
You get into it because you know the details that I
so
do.
You
only
people,
know what you I, post.
If people don't know what about Rotten Tomatoes, they have this sort of silly feature which allows people to leave reviews for a movie before it is released. And it allows people to say, I don't want to see this movie, it stinks, like before it even comes out.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. I remember we even talked about this way back when The Mummy came out.
Yeah,
with Tom Cruise, because people were saying that they didn't want to see it. And I didn't go on Rotten Tomatoes, but I was one of those people. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't want to see it.
But you and Sam were like, oh, it's you should see it. It's good and blah, blah, blah. Anyways.
Yeah, it's pretty okay. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's good.
Well, but
it's pretty okay.
Here's the funny thing, though. So, like, first of all, like, yeah, if I don't want to see a movie, I just don't.
And you also don't. You have the same thing, Stacey. You just don't want to see a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, I don't really want to see a Tom Cruise movie. But if it's regardless if it's this or any movie, like, if I don't want to see it, I don't have to go online to declare that I'm not going to see it. I just don't. Mm-hmm. It's a very sort of apathetic way of,
like, or you could maybe make a Facebook post or a tweet that says you don't want to see it.
Maybe I could, but what will that matter?
But you're going to say that you won't even do that.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother. There's hundreds of movies every year that I don't want to see.
Yeah.
Just like there's hundreds of movies that I do want to see.
And comments.
I see them and whatever. Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
So Rotten Tomatoes gives people this option to just
RT.
RT. That's right. So they give people the option to do this. And so as a result of – so this goes back to something Brie Larson said a while ago, saying that she's doing a lot of press for this movie and she's noticed a lot of – not a lot of diversity in the film critic world, because, you know, they interview her and stuff, and she's like, wow, it's a lot of white men here. You know, like, she didn't say that in like a bad – she just said, you know what, I'd like to see a little more diversity, a little more women, women of color, people of color in general, whatever. Any – like, you – it's just, you know, this is not really a representation of the world, but whatever. And she didn't say it in like a white men stuff. She even said, like, no, I like white dudes. I'm just saying I want a little more diversity. But these people – and it's, we've seen it in comics, unfortunately, a lot. But like, see, so these people have gone on; they've taken to Rotten Tomatoes. They're obviously all white males, and they're saying like, Brie Larson says I shouldn't see this movie. This movie isn't for me. And so
she's not saying that.
No, I know.
So what the fuck?
So the user rating it is down to people who want to see the movie. 37%, which is the lowest in Marvel Cinematic Universe history. But it's not real, obviously. You know what I mean? It's obviously this fake, inflated, like, because their critic reviews so far are really good.
Right.
But, like, the audience want to see is 37%. It's just so ridiculous. And then
there's also a reverse thing that happens, too, where, like, maybe critics don't really love a movie, but then the fans.
Right, really and that happens. A lot, but
that seems like that happens sometimes too, you know. And it's this is a classic cult movie. I fucking love it.
Sure, no, it happens all the time. But like, yeah, no fans have even seen this movie yet. Zero fans. No fans.
Yeah. Zero. Well, maybe some
only critics have seen. There have been some critics who've seen it and they say it's awesome because they had a press screening, and one of the reviewers wrote, "Well, Thanos is fucked," which I thought was a really funny review.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But, like, what is wrong with people, I guess, is the real question here. Why do you care that you're going to go online and complain about this movie because you're a white male and, like, you don't have enough already? I don't know. I don't get it. I shouldn't even say this stuff. People are going to hate us. Even though
I think that people that listen to our show will probably like that we're saying this, because to me, as political as I'll get with this statement is because it's unavoidable. This is like fucking Brett Kavanaugh hearings all over again, you know, and it's toxic to fandom. And these people are just being so negative. It's different if, like, you and I disagree on, like, a book or something that I like and you like, and we just, like, let it go.
Sure.
But this is like, I don't like this because it's threatening to me as a white male, you know? Like,
well, yeah, that's true. It kind of makes us all look.
You know, it's like, I don't like this movie because I'm, like, stuck in the Stone Age and I'm a real dick. You know, so I'm going to make it like I'm going to go on there and, like, I'm going to hack it and I'm going to dox people and I'm going to make it so people don't see this movie. There's another ridiculous movie thing that I'll talk about afterwards, but it's like somebody's creating this movie and if you don't like it, don't fucking watch it.
Right. That's exactly it. Like, I don't care. I'm just not going to. If I didn't like this, I have my tickets already. I'm seeing this movie. But, like, I mean, like, why bother going all crazy and making it, knocking it down? Not that it matters. It's going to make millions of dollars. Like, so, like, a few white, like, angry white men don't see it. Like, I mean, come on. Who cares? It's going to be fine. But, like, what do you think you're doing? What are you trying to accomplish?
Here's another thing that it's like, Captain Marvel is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's going to be, what, the 18th film?
Yeah, somewhere.
I think Infinity War was 17th.
18th, 19th, somewhere. Yeah, it's up there.
It's way up high. It has a contextual history to it. It has a lot of buildup. And yes, it's the first female-led superhero movie in this universe. Okay. And Wonder Woman was the first female-led superhero story in the DC universe, and it was great.
Right.
Generally lauded. I think that you're going to hear a lot of stupid, lazy reviewers and maybe even these people being like, Wonder Woman was better. Or just like, didn't we already see this with Wonder Woman or something? But they're really apples and oranges. Like, even though I'm not like, I don't have my tickets. I'm not, like, looking as forward to it as I was to Black Panther, just because I'm not connected to Captain Marvel, like, in the same way that you are. You really like her. But I'm not going to be like, Wonder Woman was better after I see it and don't like it or something.
I mean, maybe, like, Wonder Woman is better. Who cares? Yeah, but they're apples and oranges, and what is it? But Wonder Woman because didn't have to deal with this kind of backlash.
The context of it is that Marvel actually has a really pretty good history, starting with, you know, Black Widow being, like, featured, and Agent Carter, and the girls in Guardian or the ladies, in Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, they're all really strong, cool female characters that are awesome, great parts of the team. You don't think of them as their sex or whatever, you just think of them as the superheroes, or at least that's right. That's what I think of, you know.
Well, yeah,
and Avengers, there's always been, you know, there's always been men and women on the team. It's just like, it's not even a thing when you think
of it. No, I know it's not. But it's you know, this is we're in kind of in a different.
This is the world we live in now.
Right. In the world we live in now, and women are.
It's terrible.
It's more of a thing, but like, yeah, it shouldn't be a thing. Everyone should just be happy that there are cool movies that we get, but it's like, oh. And like, it's so funny because all she said was, yeah, I'd like to see a little more. And she is kind of a. Brie Larson is standing up for women in general. Like, she does do that, but like.
Yeah, and look at that movie, The Room. You know, like, so.
Yeah, not The Room, but.
Room.
Right.
Sorry.
Oh, I know.
Excuse me.
She was. That was.
You know what I mean? But like, that was like.
Heart wrenching.
She had to choose to make that movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, she was great in it. That was a incredibly sad, touching movie.
Oh, God, yeah.
But she was so great in it. You know, like, that's like a great fucking movie. So how can she can't just sit back and not say anything.
No, I mean, this is how she feels. But she's not saying anything, really. She's just like, I'd like to see more diversity in the film critic. And people are like, whoa, you hate white men. Like, what? Like, what? It's just so sad that this is, like, that's the leap people make. I know. And I keep complaining about this. And people go, it doesn't matter. It's going to make, like, hundreds of millions of dollars. And it, just like Black Panther did. A lot of people were protesting Black Panther, too. But I not like
in
this.
A way, I mean, I agree with maybe like the sentiment of some of the people that are saying that, you know, not to just to disagree with you, but like to just say like, what the fuck difference does Rotten Tomatoes score mean? You
know, I mean,
like, who cares?
Nothing. Right. I mean, nothing.
It doesn't mean anything. Really,
because none of these people like, it's just so weird though. But like the fact, like if, let's just say like I had a soda here on the table and I was like, well, I don't want to drink that soda. Well, am I going to go online and tell people that I don't want to drink? Why do people feel the need to go online and talk about a movie that they don't want to see? Like, I kind of feel like some of them are going to see it or they wanted to see it. Like, and then they're like, well, Brie Larson said I shouldn't see it. Like, whatever. Like, who cares?
She's an actor. She can fucking.
And she's white.
Yeah, she's, you know, white.
Not that that matters, but you know what I mean? Just get over it. It's just ridiculous.
Another chapter in this story, too. I mean, it's a long-ass fucking story. And then this is book one, and then we're going to get book two, which is going to be another long-ass story with another 20 movies.
Yeah. But it's, you know, they've all been – it's just sad. I guess it's sad because they've all been really – accepted now, like, oh, Marvel wants to be like, okay, now we want to do one with a female,
and
it's people shit all over
and
without even seeing it.
I don't want to be the lazy compare it to Wonder Woman person either, but there was a lot of this same similar kind of shit that they were giving Patty Jenkins before Wonder Woman came out, and she was the director. I mean,
right.
And also, but Wonder Woman didn't have to deal with this particular brand of this bullshit. But this kind of bullshit has been just seeping into the culture, like, over the last, oh, I don't know, since 2016. It's just, like, so gross.
Oh, you're right. And it's sad. It's not, like, I don't, yeah, this isn't even just about this movie or about whatever comic.
It's about everything.
What is wrong with people that they think this is just normal human behavior to go like, you know, with your pitchforks and your torches, like, Captain Marvel, you know, I'm not gonna see it, don't see it. Like, what? Like, what do you care? It's just a movie.
If you're gonna be upset about something, be upset that the cat's name is Goose and not Chewy.
Right. That's pretty much all what the fans are upset about. I don't know who these other.
Yeah.
This isn't like The Last Temptation of Christ. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't oh, you're offending me. Like, I don't know why these people. Well, that's the problem with. No, I'm not going to say it, but you know, like when I posted it on Facebook, John says, I'm like, but white males need a hero. I think he's right. He's just. It's true. I mean, it's.
Yeah, we do.
What's wrong? Yeah. We don't have. Like a billion of them.
And I couldn't to me, it's, you know, it's about the characters. But way before, when I was way before the movie was even thought of, you know, I was just doing a deep Jack Kirby dive, and I was like, Black Panther is fucking great. I love Black Panther. I can't. Oh, there's going to be a Black Panther movie? Great. You know, I just like loved it before it was even conceptualized as even being a movie, you know? Like, so I don't know.
I honestly didn't think that one. I was like, oh, they won't make Black Panther. But after they did like Guardians, I was like, anything, it's all fair game now. Like, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right. I got another one for you. Okay. We're going to move on, but this is still not, this is also not positive.
Okay. Well, I mean, let's air the grievances, man.
Yeah, I'm going to air this
February Festivus.
Festivus, yeah. Now, I'm not reading Venom, and I'm pretty sure you're not either.
I am not.
Right? No. So.
Nope.
But I read this morning. But you know, what's his name? Donny Cates.
He's the writer.
The writer of Venom, yes. So, Donnie was writing a storyline in Venom, in their latest issue of Venom, that said, like, that the symbiote was, like, manipulating Eddie Brock, and even going so far, because I guess they were doing a storyline where Eddie Brock had cancer, but it was all a big ruse, because it was actually just the symbiote telling him he had cancer, or whatever. Mm. And Kate was getting death threats from fans.
What?
Fans who believe that, well, they're shippers, basically, you know, shippers. They believe that the symbiote and Eddie Brock should be, like, romantically in love.
And out of town, the symbiote was just on Flash Thompson.
No, no, no. It's always been Eddie. But yeah, I know. You know, so, but
I know. But did you see the movie?
No, I never did. That was a movie I didn't want to see, and I didn't. And I didn't go on Rotten Tomatoes to talk about
it. The reason I didn't know if you saw it or not is because you didn't complain that you didn't want to see it.
Right. This is apparently what you have to do now.
A public service I would like for you, when the new movies come out, just, you know.
Just go online and complain about why you're not seeing it. I mean, I would have seen it if the opportunity present itself. If I were just sitting around,
if you see it, if it's like, right. I know that it'll you'll be on watch HBO. It if it's on HBO. Or something.
Yeah. But anyway, like, so death, like, so Danny.
There's a lot of the symbiote talking to.
Right.
That's mostly like the.
Yeah, and they do that in the comic book a lot too, and it's like but like, why would you send death threats to the writer who's writing this story? So I don't know what the death threats were, but Kate tweeted out like, hey, just so you know, your death threats aren't going to make me change my story, and you know, I appreciate shippers and everything.
I don't understand what the shippers and the cancer have to do with each other.
They don't want them like sort of feuding or not liking each other. They don't want the symbiote and Eddie not like
a classic trope about Venom. Is that the symbiote makes it do stuff that he wouldn't necessarily do, or like makes him a little extra.
Well, the symbiote was originally in love with Spider-Man. Yeah. That was the whole point of Venom. I mean, granted, that was like 30 years ago, but you know what I mean? Like that, people are just nuts. I mean, this is just nuts. Like what? Wow. Like sending him death threats. So we're going to beat up your family if you don't make Eddie and the symbiote fall in love.
But this is literally the Shatner on SNL. like, what's wrong with you people? Get a life. Like,
get a life. Move out of your parents' basements. Live life. I just read that this morning, so that's why I But yeah, that's apparently the thing.
It's greatly upsetting that we can't even have nice things or things. We can't even have things that we're not even reading and not have it affect us.
I know. You know we're not reading this book. And I actually stopped a while ago. I was like, eh, yeah. I don't really want to read this anymore.
I liked some Venom stuff. I think my favorite Venom stuff was the Cullen Bunn, Flash Thompson.
I know, there's been some good stuff.
And Donnie's done some good stuff with Venom, too. I mean, I like him as a writer.
I do, too. Donnie Cates is really good.
Yeah. Of the guys that... You almost forget, like, there's, like, been a graduating class out of indie comics to Marvel to when they had the whole Architects thing, and then those people either go back to, like, writing Image comics or, like, they move on to another company or whatever, like Remender and stuff like that. Remender, Fraction.
You take it
into consideration that Bendis isn't a Marvel anymore and he's a DC.
Yeah, so, but he started you know, doing his own stuff.
Right. Yeah, and so, like, now we have this generation of people like Donnie Cates. The new people that have those that fulfill that role are Donnie Cates and Charles Soule.
Yeah.
And other people I'm like blanking on. The guy that's writing, I really like this newer-ish guy. He's writing the Miles Morales book how come I don't have it with me? I didn't bring it with me. Salad Aminat.
Oh yeah, I know.
He's I really enjoyed his work. You know, like they have like a new crew.
Yeah, and there's Kieran Gillen and Kieran Gillen, guys like that. Yeah, I mean there's
Kieran Gillen, who's like kind of bridges the gap between that whole like quote unquote generation of like the Fractions and people like that. Remender Gillen. They're in and out. Yeah. Like they come back and they do stuff and whatever. And then there's like the classic creators that come back and are like, oh, cool. You know, like, look, Chris Claremont's writing an X-Men book.
Right.
You know, like they always, those guys always, the old timers, they always pop in and out too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the current generation, I would say Ethan Sachs, you know, he's great too. You know, it's just these guys are doing their thing. Like, let them do their thing.
Let them have their own voice. You know, I have problems with stuff that goes on all the time, like in comics. I'm always like,
been like that.
But I've never written a death threat to anybody. Like, and calm down. It's our job to be
critical.
Yeah, just
our non-paying
whatever, or just don't buy it.
Is
yeah, right. Our non-paying
criticize
job. The
comics, and I mean that in a like the absolute sense of the word, like to analyze it and review it and talk about stuff that we like as much as we talk about stuff that we don't like, and you know,
right,
critically thinking about it, and you know, things we want to see and things like that, you know. But that's what we do here, but we don't. Death threat at anyone.
Don't do that. Never do that. It's really not a good idea. And I don't even care, like, if you're just like whatever, you would never act on it or something. But just come on. Just you're making us all look stupid because we're comic book fans. You know what I mean? And yes, we are very passionate. But this is going way too far. As Donnie Cates says, like, so his tweet said, number one, I'm not changing my plan for these characters. Number two, threatening my life or injury to me is not the way to champion your cause. And he says, three, shipping is fine, but this is insane. Those are the three things. But so I don't know, but it's, man, I didn't even think Venom, like, you know, he's a cool character, but is it worth? Okay. Like, I remember when they did the whole Brand New Day thing all those years ago, and Spider-Man and Mary Jane were not married anymore, and they forgot it ever happened and all that. I was mad. I was like, this is dumb. And I kind of just stopped buying Spider-Man for a while. And, but I never threatened anybody's life.
Yeah, I sort of like, I've gone like kind of like all around in full circle, and I'll embrace like another one of his books. It's like Cosmic Ghost Rider, who's the Herald of Galactus, and it's Frank Castle in the future. Like, that's the dumbest thing you could even
It's a pretty
say, but like you know, like
premise, but
Give me that, because where else am I going to get that? They're not going to make a TV show out of that. Yeah, make a few comics of that.
Who knows?
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know. Just stop threatening. Stop sending death threats to people. Stop going out and talking about how you're not going to see a movie just when you haven't even seen it and you don't know anything. Like, just stop. Stop doing these dumb things.
And like, they think they're going to change some major, one of the biggest company of in the world's like thinking on something because you're death threatening their writer. Like, no, they're going to protect their guy.
Yeah,
it's on his. You know, did you see this thing? I only really read the headline, but somebody wants to remove the rat at the end of The Departed.
What? Oh, I think I did see that. What was the reason for that, though? For some,
I don't know. You should look it up right now because I don't want to crash my computer. Let's check this whole thing out. Why? Because it's related to what you're saying. Why is somebody going to mess with a, you know, Scorsese produced fucking masterpiece?
Is this like taking the guns out of E.T.?
I think, yeah, they want to remove it.
Movie buff raises thousands to alter the end of The Departed.
He's running a Kickstarter.
This is USA Today.
What a waste of a Kickstarter.
No, who the hell would donate to this? Oh, gross more than 290 million. Let's see. Here we go. Adam Sachs is the guy's name. A healthy-sized rat races along the railing of an outside balcony of a Beacon Hill apartment with the Massachusetts State House in the background. Sachs.
Because, hello, of New York. Symbolism.
Right. He launched a Kickstarter to digitally remove the rat from the movie. He quickly raised more than $4,900. Okay. Rat was a bad idea and we can fix it. Oh, my God.
Why are you going into somebody else's art? Make your own fucking movie, man. It's like the Joker going into the art gallery and, you know.
Yeah, spray painting all over.
Spray painting mustaches and stuff on it. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. So wait a minute. I'm just trying to figure out why he wants to do it.
Why? Yeah, I don't know why.
He says, in the last shot, Scorsese has an actual rat. The rat symbolizes rats. It's insane to me that he would end any movie with such a painfully on-the-nose metaphor. So it's not even that he's disgusted. He just thinks it's too on-the-nose? Wow.
Sometimes you gotta fucking hit people on the nose. You know?
No, like, it's true. Like, I remember seeing that and being like, oh, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Like, there you go. It's like not like it's 2 seconds. Like, who cares? It's nothing.
Yeah, are you sure that after, like, the gunshot or whatever, like, you have the people in and start to, like, put their jackets on and fucking get out of there anyways, you know?
Okay, this is a funny thing. The $4,000 is needed to purchase a Blu-ray copy of The Departed, buy a Blu-ray player and converter, hire visual effects specialist Ed Mundy, print the altered version on the 35mm film and convert it to an online file, and purchase 50 blank Blu-ray discs to print the improved version of the movie. This is going to cost more than $4,000, isn't it?
What a loser.
No kidding. Wow.
And, like, you think you're going to get any sort of permission from
he cannot sell. He cannot sell the altered version.
I guess you could do it
for
your house.
Right. If you are that passionate or, you know,
why don't you just imagine.
Just turn the movie off before that scene.
That you didn't see it. Just imagine.
I'm sure there's stuff like that that's happened to me before too. And I'm like, oh, I just wish they hadn't done that. You know, and I don't even remember what now. I can't really remember what could it be. I can't remember any movie. I actually will say, okay, so Black Panther is kind of an example because I thought the end when he takes Killmonger out to watch the sun was a bit much. I'll just say that. But I'm not going to go and cut it out of the movie.
That would be a really easy one to take out. You could just not have that 20 seconds.
Yeah, I'm just not going to, but it's, I'm just not going to watch that movie. I mean, that part of the movie. Or I'm going to watch and go, man, it's a little bit much. You know what I mean? Like every movie probably has a scene that you're just like, well, I might have cut that. You know, who cares? Yeah. No
Marvel
movie is perfect.
Are generally pretty packed.
Yeah.
Although I think that maybe even sometimes the fight scenes could be a little shorter. I don't know.
Sure.
Because
they're all just CGI. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, oh, now he's crashing into a building. Oh, look out, everybody.
It's like he says in Deadpool 2. He's like, all right, big CGI fight scene coming.
Yeah.
Like Colossus and Juggernaut start like fighting. There's no perfect movie. So, like, why do you care? Why do you even care?
Well, now I think, you know, it's like
people need to get real problems, I think.
He's a comedian or something, and now everyone's talking about him, so maybe he's
good. Oh, is this what he's
his
is this
stand-up
trying to...
is going to be better, so who knows? People always get these quick, instead of making something cool themselves, they just get these quick little hot takes, and they'll take their, it's not even 15 minutes, it's 15 seconds of fame, and then bye.
All right, so that's what he's trying to do. He's a comedian trying to... Wow.
Well, why don't you come up with something a little bit more funny and current? Like,
yeah, just come up with some good jokes, and then you won't have to, like, do these dumb like stunts to get people to notice you.
Maybe if you told the story about how you wanted to, you know, remove.
Just
the
come
thing.
Up with a good delivery on
come
that
up
one.
With, come up with that's your concept. Make that into a joke and a punchline. There you go. You don't need to raise a Kickstarter.
Yeah, man. All right, I want to talk about something good.
Please.
Is that okay? Can we talk about something good now? We spent about 45 minutes or so.
Well, I'm going to turn it. I'm going to turn it off. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say I want to hear something good or not. I'm just going to not say anything.
Really?
I'm just going to not say anything. Yep.
Because you might not think it's good. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't know what
it is. I think you'll think it's good.
Okay.
Well, I'm very excited about this 5 years. We posted this the other day.
5 years.
5 years by Terry Moore.
Be alone.
What was
that?
Oh,
there's your...
That's my opening song.
That's your opening songs right there. David Bowie.
Oh, okay.
Handed on a platter.
I will. I'll look for that one.
Yeah, and so I did like Echo, and I did like Rachel Rising. I kind of like was a little bit lost, to be honest, in the Strangers in Paradise 25. I didn't really
Because you have to know a lot of the lore of Terry Moore, you know.
And Motor Girl, great.
Motor Girl was great. That was, you know what, Motor Girl, 10 issues, boom. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Echo
Shorter? Was like 30 issues.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
25 or 30 issues. And Rachel Rising was somewhere around there too.
Yeah. I kind of fell off Rachel Rising.
No, I mean, as the more it went on, I was like, oh my God, this is getting like really dense. And I'm having trouble figuring it out. But now they're all going to be hanging out together. Saving the Earth.
Nice.
I mean, crazy. Like, who would have thought? 25 years ago, you think Terry Moore's like, I'm going to write this funny little love comic. You know, this little romance comic. And then here he is, like, he's done all these other series, and he's like, I'm going to put them all into one universe.
Yeah, to be a singular guy and just have a singular vision and to not set out to make a multiverse, but maybe in the back of his mind, he always kind of was like, oh, I bet I could tie these things together, you know?
Yeah, I think he just thought, like, I'll throw in this side character to kind of just be like, as a wink, wink, nod, you know, like, wink, wink.
Yeah, nudge, fans. Nudge. Say them all.
A little wink to the fans, be like, yeah, see, you remember this character? She was in Strange in Paradise. But then, like, I mean, obviously, and I think the Marvel Cinematic Universe has helped. And, like, you know, even M. Night Shyamalan now has his universe, you know, with and all this. So I think it kind of does, like, but
in the Mailerverse, which is going to be all, you know, they've at least launched all of those comics, and they'll, that'll be the Netflix Marvel Cinematic Universe, is like Millerverse stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if it's going to tie into like existing Kick-Ass and stuff. Well, I don't know.
No.
I don't know how that's all going to work. But, you know, because like Nemesis, that was a great fucking book. It was like, as if the Joker was Batman kind of thing. That's what Nemesis was. He was, that was a really good one. And Huck, and they're developing all that stuff on Netflix. So,
wow, yeah. I mean, it's, so I'm very excited. It's coming in a couple months. Terry Moore, five years.
He's already got it ready to go.
That guy does not rest.
Yeah, he does not.
It's pretty. I mean, he draws and writes. He like his, all his own stuff. He does conventions all over the world. It's pretty amazing. You're right. I mean, you were saying this last week. Like, he's pretty. Like, he's like the independent guy. Like, he's
the guy. He's like the gold standard of, and he's of that older generation too. You know.
Yeah. Well, he's one of the ones stuck with it.
That's
like he started in the early '90s. And, you know, like it was, I think it was probably tough going for a little while there, but everybody, you know, like it was different. The distribution was different and everything back then.
Yeah. And like even those other guys that are still.
Yeah. Like you comics, can say,
but
Dave
they're not
Sim.
Like as, Dave Sim, Peter Bagg, you know, they're like kind of in and out of the game, you know, like they might be able to just do their con appearances or sell their back issues, and that's enough.
They'll do like a one. I think it seems like they do like a one shot or whatever.
Yeah, they'll like Jeff Smith will do like a Bone and Color thing or like stuff like that. Or Dave Sim will do
he'll do
some service stuff or he'll do some covers or you know stuff like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, he actually did say he was going to do, like, 300 issues of Cerebus, and that was it. So, I guess, you know, but then he, like, as far as the series, but he does do things, like,
yeah,
here
but
and
it's
there.
Not like he completely ran out of ideas in his life. I mean, he could still.
I know, he could do anything.
Something
Terry
else.
Moore has done five different, like, distinct, different, you know, like, very different series. So, I don't know.
Well, I just wish, you know. I just wish that it was, I wish a sort of, I guess he was making the same sort of money that, you know, like these creators were talking about, like Donny Cates or like whatever, just who's just get, they get that Marvel book or this, they stick with it. And, you know, it doesn't
well,
seem
I don't
to
know.
Be the case.
Some of these guys say they make more off their like Image books than off their Marvel books.
Right. Right. But then they're also
or
like, then they're juggling. They're juggling a few books at a time and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you have to
that's
find
gonna be tough.
If you're doing a book like that, you have to find that other people, like you have to find the other creators, you have to find the artists and the and believe me, that's not fun.
And you get somebody like Greg Rucka who'll be like doing some amazing run on Wonder Woman, but also have like you know, two or three Image books out. He'll have Lazarus, and he has that witchy one, Black Magic or whatever. Mm. Like he's just always working on different little things. And it's better to have him in the can if you can.
Yeah,
but Terry Moore is, you know, he's gold standard, man. He's the guy. He's the one man shop. He does it all. All those ideas are his. And you know.
That's right. He draws every page.
Did you say they're developing a SIP TV thing?
Motor Girl. Hulu right now. So I don't know. I mean, like all of his series have been in development at one time or another, I think.
Yeah, because that doesn't mean really much, I guess.
It doesn't. But I mean, I don't know. It's this in this day and age, it might be different because there's so many more avenues. And Motor Girl, like I said, it's like a short, it's, you know, it's a 10-issue thing.
Yeah.
You could do it. You could do it at like
spoiler warning. The thing that sucks about Motor Girl is for all of us fans, that know the sort of, I would call it like a sixth sense, like kind of twist at the end. That's not even really a spoiler, but there's a twist at the end if you've never read it.
Right. But,
you know, we know that, and then they make the TV show, and it's like, oh, yeah, well.
I know. I don't know if they would, how true they would stay to the book. But, yeah, I mean, if you've read it, then you'll know. But, I mean, yeah, we know every, we know that Thanos is going to snap his fingers and wipe out, you know, I mean, because that's what happened in the comic book.
I don't know. This makes me think of, too, is also, like, how, well, there's, like, way too many comic book TV shows. But, like, I'm digging Umbrella Academy and Doom Patrol. But then, like, I'm like, just flipping through Amazon, or, like, some ad popped up on YouTube for The Tick. And it's, like, I watched, like, 2 episodes of The Tick, and maybe I just don't think it's that good. But, like,
I don't know. I watched it, and I was like, oh, it's funny. I'll watch it. And then I just forgot.
I completely forgot about it. Like, I think it was funny, and it was good, but, and I grew up, you know, that's our prime, yeah. You know, like,
that's right.
We have so much respect for can't say, like, that The Tick necessarily got us into comics, but we've been looking at The Tick's face, like, every week on a comic book bag, like, you know, for most of our lives.
Many years.
And being like, oh, you know, like, in the other versions of The Tick and everything, like, we were younger then, so maybe that's our version of it.
And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, but it's weird. I just completely, like,
isn't it weird that we're not, like,
I totally spaced.
I just think it wasn't that.
Maybe it wasn't our tick.
I don't want to say it was bad or anything negative about it, but maybe it just wasn't good enough for me to be like, I need to barrel my way through this, and, like, getting back into it is going to be, that's going to be tough. Like, because if I'm going to want to watch it, it's going to be like, all right, it'll be like kind of a chore. You know what I mean?
I know. Absolutely. I know.
And it might be great. It might be great when I watch it. I might enjoy the episode or whatever. But, like, if just when you're flipping around, and I don't have cable, so I flip around to the different things. Oh, what's on Hulu? What's on DC Universe? What's on this? Oh, is there a new episode of this? Oh, is a new Star Trek? You know, like, this is going to have to be like summertime and nothing on for me to be like, yeah, you gotta watch that Tick show.
I know what you mean.
And it's not like there's anything wrong with it. I know that I'll like it. You know, like, Jackie Earle Haley's in it, and Peter Serafinowicz, and it's great. It's funny. Yeah. You know, like, but there's something that's just not. I need to watch it.
I hear you. Yeah, that's why I didn't watch it either. It's just. There's just too much. There's only a few shows, really, that I'm like, oh, we need to watch that.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I just.
Our list is pretty long in this house, but it is.
I mean, there's stuff that we'll just throw on because it's like, oh, I can't think of anything right now. And I don't want to get into a whole, like, you know, like, hour long drama, you know, like, sometimes it.
We just realized there was the last season of The New Girl. We completely forgot that we had a whole season to watch. So we were like, oh, this is the quick thing we're going to throw on.
Yeah, right, I mean, now, it's good to do that once in a while. Like, we've been throwing on the new Conan. Have you watched any of the new Conan?
Oh, yeah, enjoy.
It's so good. It's so great. And it's like half an hour, boom. Like, I actually wish, I was like,
I don't technically get it. I don't technically get it, but I watch he posts it all on YouTube. So
it's a half an hour. We watch it like on demand, you know, like, we don't watch it live, but like, it's so great. Like, it's so much,
easy. It's better that way. His podcast is great.
Oh yeah. His podcast is great. There's Ron no Burgundy like,
podcast is
you know.
Fucking weird and great too.
Yeah. Oh, well. So
did you
too
watch
much
any Umbrella Academy?
No, I actually haven't
Speaking
watched
too much
that.
Watch. I think you'll enjoy.
All right, no, I've heard.
I really think you will. I really think you will.
Doom Patrol, that's on the DC app, though, right?
Yeah. Doom Patrol's really good too. Like, they're both like, Stacey said, she likes Doom Patrol better than Titans, and I think I might like it better than Titans too. And I loved Titans, so it's saying something. They kind of do a little Deadpool thing. In this latest episode, they said something funny. Alan Tudyk is kind of like a... for the best way to describe him is almost like a Dr. Manhattan-y kind of guy.
Mm.
So he has like... he can pop in and out of dimensions and stuff like that. So he does kind of like a Deadpool kind of narration. And he did like a... They broke like the fourth wall in a weird way and said like, this one is for the Morrison fans, the people that bought the DC Universe subscription and the Reddit trolls. Like, just said that right in the middle of the episode, and it was like, it was fucking wacky. And I was like, oh, cool. And it wasn't like he was just staring right at the camera. He was talking to the Professor X kind of guy there, Pierce Brosnan. And he was like, whoa. And then they have a character, and she was speaking words, and the words would come out of her mouth like as if it was comic book lettering, but they were like 3D CGI words, and like throwing them at Robot Man. And so like she's like, fuck you, and she grabs the words and throws it at him, and right behind him, you know, like it hits the wall and like is stuck in the wall, like bring. It was pretty cool.
John and I did that with Secret Monkey like 20 something years ago.
But did you do it on TV?
No, but we did it in the comic.
You did,
where
you
like
guys broke so much ground in Secret Monkey.
I know, it's sad. We had it.
You had figured out the formula.
I know.
Well, I'm going to raise a Kickstarter to go back and delete that scene from Secret Monkey.
That's a good idea. Yeah, delete it from Secret Monkey. Yeah, don't delete it from the one who ripped it off. Delete it from the original.
Yeah, then no one will know.
All right, speaking of comic books and Secret Monkey, let's just finish up. What have you got? What did you read anything this week?
Pew, 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 pew.
What was that? Yeah. Top of the stack.
I figured we wouldn't have much overlap. I did start reading the new arc in Greg Pak's James Bond. No overlap there. but it's just that this Dynamite James Bond book is really giving me a good fix of James Bond, and I picture it as being like the Daniel Craig kind of adventures, and so I really, really like it. It's very grounded in reality, but super spy stuff. So that's my not superhero stuff. But here's something. I tried to read Black Widow. I thought I'd kick the skank to the curve. I tried to give episode or issue 2 a chance, and I read half the book and I put it down, and then we started the podcast. So I can't really critically say it was that good or bad. It just was, you know, it wasn't the top of my stack, that's for sure.
I did read Black Widow. It was fine. It was okay. I thought it was better than the first issue, which I'm surprised I even bought the second issue, because I was like, yeah. But it's kind of so now.
Are they trying
like,
to play a video game or something? What is they talking about?
Well, no, it's like this torture porn is basically what it is. It's this website.
Oh, no restraint play.
Where it's basically guys or anyone, people, men or women, I'm not. People pay to watch people get tortured.
Oh.
And she's like,
but well, you can only get it in Madripoor or something?
Yeah. But I assume you can get it anywhere. I mean, it's the internet.
Yeah, it's online. Whatever. Online.
But maybe it originates there. I don't really remember. But yeah, so she's like, well, we're going to shut this shit down. So that's basically the story arc here. And she's going to go shut down this.
Yeah, hating it. I didn't really finish the issue. And,
yeah, it's fine, actually. I was reading it thinking like, oh, this is definitely – because those two women who write it are horror movie directors.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is definitely like a horror movie thing. The idea of this like torture porn website, like, you know, that seems like something that you would get late at night.
Right.
Like, you know, some bad horror movie. So
yeah, it's not like the Black Widow would think it would be in a comic.
Yeah, it's not really, you know? Which I guess is good. I mean, it's different. It's different. Yeah. Old there Man was, Quill? Did you get any Old Man Quill?
Yeah, I did. I read that.
That was kind of just like just straight up violence. Not a lot going on in this book.
Yeah, not a lot going on.
But the Guardians face the Wrecking Crew and just kill them, like basically, right? And just kill them all.
I was getting hung up on stuff that I don't exactly understand or need to know or get hung up on. I was like, how does this fit in the old man timeline and all?
Well, they did explain, it seems to me. I mean, maybe I read this wrong. What I interpreted is that this is after all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like...
It's after Old Man Hawkeye, too?
Yeah. Well, Old Man Hawkeye was before Old Man Logan, and this is after Old Man Logan, I think. So I think they've gone completely out of order. But... Because he mentions, like, oh, first Hawkeye came back, and then Wolverine came back, and now this guy's, you know, so they are kind of, and they mention a Spider-Woman, but I don't know if Spider-Woman is the Spider-Woman who was Hawkeye's daughter from Old Man Logan, or a different Spider-Woman. So
that's what I was sort of thinking of, was that Spider-Woman.
Or if they're going to bring in, like, an old woman Spider-Woman or something. But I don't know. I think they were talking about that other Spider-Woman.
Who's that? Madam Web.
Madam Web. She would be old woman Spider-Woman.
She would be so old. She would be so old by this time. But yeah, there was the...
Yeah, this seems to take place after all that stuff. Because the Red Skull is gone and they're all gone.
There's a Doom bot that's like, hey, feeding people in Doom Square, which is Times Square.
Right.
And there was a head floating in the fountain. This is an ultra violence issue.
Yeah, really violent, and you know, but like not a lot of furthering the story. Which I mean, I guess whatever. I mean, who cares? But like, it was still fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, there was some funny stuff with Rocket. And, you know, it's like typical Rocket. So he's got this big gun. He's like, oh, I'm going to shoot him with this. Oh, wait, that was the hand grenade. Like, and he blew the guy's head off and whatever. Yeah. But like. Yeah, just fun stuff.
And Rocket is like so pissed at Peter. Like that's kind of fun.
Like, yeah, well, we still don't know why. We don't know what the deal was with them and what happened. But
they're all kind of pissed at him, actually.
Yeah, they're all kind of. They were trying to help him out and get him out of his funk. But I mean, give the guy a break. His wife and kids died. Let the guy drink a little. but that was pretty good.
Bottom of the stack. two Wolverine books. Which did you get? Return of Wolverine and Infinity Watch?
Oh, I didn't buy Infinity Watch. Did you?
You didn't?
No. No.
I thought you did because you're all about Thanos.
I am, but I am about Infinity Stones. That one I actually picked it up and flipped through it. I was like, no, can't do it. But man, Return of Wolverine, boy, am I glad that skank is kicking itself to the curb. It was only five issues. That was a slog.
I felt like I don't remember anything that happened in the fourth issue, which we talked about on the last show. Completely forgot. And I was like, they're in space now? And instead of me like doing any research, I just was like, they're in space now. And he's
all right, they're in space. Yeah, it's not really worth it.
Okay. You know?
I kind of just flipped the pages. I don't remember much. I know. So they're in space. He blew up the satellite or whatever that they're on. There was a cool moment. I will give it this. There was a cool moment because
there's some cool moments
at the beginning. I don't really remember that they did it much throughout the whole series, but at least at the beginning, they were like teasing that Wolverine had these like the different personalities were in his mind.
I like
mind
this too. Yeah, fighting. They're like all in a jail in his mind.
Yeah, yeah, his yeah. I like palace. That. And then finally at the end, he just lets them all out. They all come out. Yeah. And then,
all the different versions, like you get the Savage Land.
Yeah, the Patch.
The Patch.
The old man Logan is even in there. The
original first appearance where he has like almost whiskers.
Even that was weird. And the Weapon X. That weird little head thing. Yeah, the Weapon X helmet thing. Yeah.
Like Morrison X-Men, or I meant to say X-Force.
Right.
Remender X-Force guy.
Yeah,
I think it's just all of them, all his different little personalities.
Yeah, he lets them all out. And then so that woman, Persephone, the bad guy, she's like, look, if you kill me, I will always – because she can bring people back to life or something like that. I mean, whatever. And she's like, I will always haunt you. Like, I will – you'll never know if it's me. I'll be there. And he's like, yeah. You know, he's kind of like, I've been – she's like, he's kind of like, what else is new? Like, I get haunted all – I get ghosts – all over the, you know, all the time. Right. So I thought that was
one more.
Cool. Yeah, exactly.
And it was kind of like almost like a Moonraker kind of thing. It's just they're going to blow up the world, the satellites. Oh, knock out all the satellites. There's one more in this, you know. It was a fine enough issue of a comic.
It was okay, but it's funny. I guess like...
I like Steve McNiven's art too, you know. Like
the art
draws it. Kind of like Barry Windsor Smith style.
Yeah. You know? No, I like the art in this one. The art was kind of – some of them were good and some of them were bad, but this one was good. I they really do like to push the limits of the healing factor, right? I mean like he literally fell from space. Like,
but also he
– And burned.
He goes outside of the space spaceship or whatever it is, space –
Yeah, he's out there in space
station. He's just like he like holds his breath or something, goes outside and then breaks back in.
Yeah, you know, doesn't he need to breathe? I don't know. I mean, whatever. They like, love to push the limit. Shit.
Yeah, it's like those old movies where like you go out on the hotel ledge, and then you go into like another window around the corner. Like that's what he did.
Swing.
Like, yeah, that's what he did on the space station. He's like, I just have to go outside for a second, then I come in this window, and then he's like, hey, in case you guys didn't know, talk about on the nose, in case you guys didn't know, I was just the guy outside that didn't have a spacesuit on, in case you didn't notice.
Yeah, so he's like, I mean, that was kind of, he's like, you don't want to fuck with me, because I'm the guy who was just out in space, and I'm still alive.
It was a cool.
There was some good Wolverine lines, I will say, but I don't know. Yeah, overall, like, the series,
like, especially
I did not...
when the sailors like pull him out of the water. He's like, "Do you got any beer?"
Yeah, he's like, "You got any beer?" And he's all burnt and red and everything. And then, so the last page, he goes to the mansion, which is not really, and that kind of dovetails into the Uncanny X-Men.
Literally doves into. Well, no, okay. Oh, well, what I was going to say is, you could literally, it tells you like you could go read Infinity Watch, which I did, but I read them out of order. I read Infinity Watch first, and he goes there, and he sees Loki like fools him into thinking that Loki is Jean Grey, so he's like hugging her and kissing her, and then he's like, wait a minute, and he fucking stabs her in the side when he realizes it's Loki.
Oh.
And then all of his illusions go away, and the X-Mansion isn't there. It's all burnt to the ground.
Yeah, the X-Mansion is gone.
And then Loki kind of explains some bullshit about Adam Warlock infused the, I guess this is how Wolverine has a stone, is because he is the stone. I don't know. Adam Warlock sent out all of the power stones and made them into people, like associated them with a soul.
Oh, I see.
Charles' soul. But and then he gave the time stone to some prisoners in Texas, and this prisoner in Texas like freezes time and like escapes. And then a Centauri comes down and is trying to find this prisoner. But was really especially dumb about this was that there's an old man Logan, and old man Logan has the power. He has the Phoenix Force. Do you know about this?
No, I didn't. I don't know that I.
You're not signing off on that?
I'm not signing off on that, but let me know. Tell me
Old Man Logan shows up with the Phoenix Force to talk to Loki and Logan, And he's like, sup, bub? And they, like, kind of talk to each other, like, I can hold the Phoenix Force? Like, yeah, you know, we can kind of hold it better than other people because of the healing factor and all that, you know.
Oh,
but it's, I'm definitely kicking this skank right to the curb because I don't think that you need to put the Infinity Stones anywhere near Wolverine. Get him away
from this. Yeah, it just seems like that's, I mean, I guess you're trying different stuff, like, hey, you know, it's never been done before, but some things never been done because they don't, no one wants to see them.
It's almost like they only did it so they could do the cover for this issue, which is
with the gauntlet and the claws
with three claws sticking out of it. Like,
yeah,
okay, that's the deal,
right? Fine. I mean, there's just keep Wolverine on the ground doing his thing, slicing people up. You don't need
the best it is of what he does,
right?
It's not nice.
You don't need to make him all cosmic.
Make him go into
fucking time stone.
Go into the store and put his special glove on and get the good bread and, you know, be the best it is what he does, which isn't very nice.
I mean, there was a Wolverine. This was like an X-Men annual when I was like a kid, and Wolverine was drinking, right? And he stuck a claw out, cut the top of the beer can off, and drank the beer just like that. Like, and I was like, that's Wolverine right there, man.
That is Wolverine.
That's all I want to see. I don't need to see, like, oh, I got the time stone.
It's probably easier than opening a can, like, with, like, the middle claw and just trying to, like, stick it in there like a knife and try to open up, like, a pop-top can. You know, that'd be kind of hard to do.
Yeah,
but he does have hands. He could just
crack
the damn
thing. He has fingers. But this was just so much cooler.
Maybe it's tough with the glove.
It was like shotgunning it, but way quicker.
It's probably tough with the yellow glove, so it's just
I think he was just wearing like regular old leather gloves. I don't think he was. I think he was just in his street clothes. You know, he always wore that jacket, like, and the hat.
That's what he's. Yeah, and that's this new look now is his casual wear is cowboy hat, leather jacket,
the jeans.
Riding around on. I always think every time I see him on a motorcycle since the X-Men movies, I'm always like. Yeah, he's riding Scott's bike still.
Is that Cyclops?
I just always assume it's Cyclops' bike, even though it's probably his. You know, like Cyclops' bike.
Well,
you
didn't
miss anything?
I didn't, and I won't be. I won't be buying that.
Well, get on the internet and tell everybody that you're not going to be buying.
That's right. Tell everybody else I'm not buying it. I'm going to go on not Rotten Tomatoes, whatever. I guess Reddit. I don't know who else.
RT. Anywhere.
Anything else coming out this week?
That's
wanted to chat about. I guess that's about all I got for comics.
We got it. We got comics, TV, movies, The Departed, Captain Marvel.
we covered a lot of ground.
What else do you want?
Yeah, for a Sunday afternoon. I think we got the Oscars on tonight. Is that a thing?
They are. Congratulations to all the winners.
Yeah, whoever won.
The winner for best picture, insert picture here.
Congratulations to Green Book, or whatever, like whatever one it was.
The favorite. I don't even know anything about the Oscars, except for I think the Deadpool 2 is up for something. You know,
really? Oh, I didn't see that. Black Panther is not obviously nominated for best picture, but I don't think it's going to win. Yeah. But. Yeah, it's cool. Whatever. It's cool to be nominated.
It was cool to see no one host the Oscars last night. No one.
He was really
was funny. That,
no one was really funny last night. what a mess.
Well.
All right, Clay. Well, it was good talking to you. And,
good talking to you.
Good talking to all you other people out there, which you're not.
Which you're not.
But, you know, hey. Enjoy Captain Marvel when you do see it, if you do.
Yes. And if
and
you don't
should.
Want to see it, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, zip that's okay. It. That's okay. I have no problem.
It's okay
with
to
that.
Zip
just, you don't
it.
Need to just you don't need to go out of your way to tell people.
Yeah.
Just don't see it.
Just zip it.
Zip
All
it.
Right.
And George Wendt.